Oh, hi, I'm Bug. I'm the new host of the Internet is Dead podcast.
Hey Josh. Ugh, come on the podcast.
Emma Chamberlain talked about Ethan Dolan on her podcast. Did you hear about this?
I watched it.
Yeah. That's crazy. I got like nail polish on my seat. I'm gonna remove it really quick.
You guys, you know it's in 2025. Being single. I Can you just break up with Cash? Like, let's get this over with.
No, stop. I like said something about us breaking up yesterday and he took it really seriously and then he got mad at me. Or not mad, he was just sad. And I was like, no, my baby.
Yeah. Well, some of us actually break up.
I don't think we're.
Does Cash know that some of us actually break up? We should just do a world reset of couples so that everybody's free reign. Like, we should do a world reset so that then I can pick from anybody.
Because think about it this way. Last year, you had two relationships.
I feel like they're not letting me have a boyfriend ever again.
No, I think that you're not going to have a boyfriend for this year. That's my prediction. Oh my God,
Oh,
that's literally fine.
okay,
I
says the
would.
girl with the boyfriend who won't break up with him.
Okay, I like have gone so long without having a boyfriend, and I filed a police report and get this. And then the police officer mailed me the report, and in their like email signature, it had their pronouns, and their pronouns were they them. Sergeant Mason of the 9th District of Philadelphia, they them pronouns. Isn't that crazy? Like,
Oh
who would have
my
thought we'd be
God,
living in a
I'm
world
going
where a police
insane.
officer has they them pronouns?
That's like how they put a transgender character in Squid Game, season two.
No. Did you hear about the Golden Globes? Let's talk about
Mm-mm.
that. There's a lot to talk about with that.
Okay.
Anora and Challengers both lost to that musical. Did you hear about this?
What musical?
This like transgender musical that literally like no one even has heard of before, and Anora and Challengers both lost to it, and Luca Guadagnino whatever just like got up and left when it happened because he was like, I'm done with this shit, and
Are you
everyone's like,
serious?
yeah, and everyone's like pissed. Everyone's like, that's like, it's an insane like cis guilt thing.
No offense, but I think that Squid Game is in this year.
Like, no one cares about Squid Game.
I watched the whole thing yesterday.
Okay.
Yes.
Yesterday was Tuesday, for those of you who don't know.
So what? One of my New Year's resolutions is actually to watch The Code by Eugene, whatever his last name is.
That's a resolution.
That's one of my resolutions, and it's actually coming true because we are gonna have him on the podcast.
That's crazy.
And he's gonna give us a screener link. So I bet nobody thought we could do that, but now aren't we doing it? Thank God, my first resolution.
Oh my God.
Okay.
People said that the dead internet theory would come true in 2025.
Well, yeah, because of AI.
Yeah. My mom sent like our podcast to my aunt and my uncle, and they spent like, and my sister was telling me about this because she was there. They spent like half an hour trying to figure out how to put it on the TV. And then they finally got it on the TV, and they thought that it was going to be, because she just said it was called The Internet is Dead. So they thought we were going to just be discussing the dead internet theory for the whole episode and be like a full discussion about that. And then they started watching like the first 5 minutes and had no idea what we were talking about. And then they clicked off. Honestly, World War III might happen this year or the start of it.
You think that we'll be part of it?
No, because we're girls.
I just feel like anyone who's been in a relationship and gotten broken up with could fight in World War III.
What if our exes get drafted?
No. What you were saying about Emma Chamberlain talking about Grayson Dolan,
Ethan.
Ethan
Ethan.
Dolan, it came up on my YouTube recommended. Like, the day it was posted or something.
No,
And
same.
I checked the comments immediately, and everyone was like, oh my God, she's talking about Ethan. And I was like, oh, okay, this is like a good thing to hear someone talk about, honestly.
No, I keep seeing like fan edits of them on TikTok now with the sad songs. But it is really nice to hear about, because just her being like, that was like the first real loss I ever experienced, and I'm so lucky that that was the saddest thing I'd ever experienced up to that point. But just the way she talked about a first breakup was just really, really nice to hear, especially from her. I feel like if that came out when I was going through my first breakup, it would have helped me a lot just to hear that. Sweet, because she's just someone that a lot of girls look up to. And yeah, I don't know. I love her.
Yeah, the thing about how she just kept hanging on, I just feel like girls have karmically ended up in this position
Yeah.
where, well, it's also just like a product of everything else.
Can I see my resolutions?
Yeah, say
Look at how
resolutions.
cute they are. Invest my money. Make a plan to move to New York in 2026. Be more present.
So I guess you're gonna
Yay.
be with cash until 2026.
Yeah, well, we timed it out. We were like 2026. Well, maybe here's the thing. We booked Costa Rica and it's in August. So there's a chance that we'll have grown apart by then, because him being in school and having his new job, and then me, like our schedules are just different. So we might grow apart.
Oh my God, this is like gonna give me fucking like brain
And
damage.
I said, here's where we're differing. Anyone have any advice for us? Because my thing is that I like people better when I spend less time with them, like when I'm, apart from them more. And he doesn't do that. Like, if he doesn't spend a lot of time with someone, then he will just be like, oh, we should just break up, which I think is trauma from being in a long distance relationship, but he won't admit to that. So we're trying to figure out a balance between that. But yeah, basically, we're so cute.
Yeah, I get that. I
I
just
think you need to go on more walks and spend more time outside, and maybe
like.
that'll fix this.
Wait,
David Dobrik returned to YouTube.
I saw a picture of his abs. Is it true?
I don't know.
Or was that a
I
joke?
think it was a joke.
No. Like, if you're being serious that he's back to YouTube, because he said returning to, like, it was like returning to YouTube with my, like.
No, he is back to YouTube.
Dude.
I saw it on Twitter.
So, I just, if David's back, then I just feel like this year is gonna be a good one.
Do you think? Oh my God.
Went to look it up and it was the thing that I saw, and it's not even fake. The transforming my body, surprising friends with body transformation. Wait, I need to see his body transformation. Hold on.
Him, I was watching a vlog of Olivia Jade's vlog, and him and Natalie were like all in the gym together. Like her, like Olivia Jade, David Dobrik, and Natalie were all in the gym. And I was like, this is
I would
awesome.
literally take a, I would take a, right? And I would put it in that gym.
Stop.
No, I wouldn't.
I
I would actually put security guards everywhere to protect them in case somebody else did that. Okay, so do you want to hear mine? My New Year's,
Yeah.
stop picking at skin,
Been your
Beetle.
resolution for the past
Well, like
five
5 years.
years.
Yeah. I've tried every year to stop. Get a guest on who's really hard to get. Emma Chamberlain, Enya, Josh, Orion, or someone more mainstream like Ariana Grande.
Yeah, no, I got that. I feel like this could be the year we get Emma on.
I feel like we could get Emma.
That's my take.
I just feel like if she saw our faces, she would say yes. They're just
Oh.
keeping us from her, from her, from her.
They're like coding out so that her algorithm, we're like not on her algorithm. They're making sure that we don't reach her.
Because they can't let us get to her because they know that it would do something to the YouTube platform, actually, if she were to talk with two girls who just sit in their rooms.
And who just love her.
I think that something will happen this year. And And if TikTok gets banned, the world will change, okay? And if
Yeah.
TikTok is banned this year, the world will change. And I really hope it happens. And then there's just some of us who remember TikTok. And then it's like Vine, like how we're all like, oh,
Yeah.
remember Vine? And then we're all like, remember TikTok? And then all of our brains get better. We all get better, right?
And then, like, you know how people will quote vines today? People will
People
be
will be like,
like,
remember that side of TikTok?
people will be like, in like 10 years from now, people will be like, I'm looking for a guy in finance, 6'5", blue eyes. I'm looking for a guy. I'm looking for a guy. I'm looking for a guy in finance. Finance, 6'5",
Yes.
blue
Okay,
eyes.
please.
I'm looking for a guy. I'm
Dude,
looking
I
for a
just have
guy.
David's vlog open on like one tab and this like
Ugh.
us two on another tab, and it's just really
Awful.
motivating me to get this thing done.
So you can watch David
Wait, you know what we should talk about though, actually, is
after 30 minutes.
the year.
Start the podcast this past year, which is
Yeah, which is
unbelievable.
crazy. We've been doing this, and it when we
Not
get to
even a full year
March,
yet.
not a
Yes,
full
it's
year
March.
yet, but it's crazy when it will be because it doesn't feel like it's been a full year. It feels like we only just started it to me.
Yeah, no, same.
Well, my perception of time, I feel like, is crazier than any it that it's ever been. And I don't know what's responsible for that. I don't know if it's I genuinely do think, I know I was joking earlier, but I genuinely do think that looking at my camera roll and basing my memory in my head, like developing a mental map based on what you can remember just through your phone, is like an insane thing to just have a like just like a sequence of things that have happened, and if it's not recorded, it didn't happen. And I
Yeah.
like you start to like, which isn't like true, but it's like, yeah, it's just insane. Media has been fucking destroying my brain, but also in a weird way, I've been like gravitating more towards media this year, especially right now, especially towards the end of the year, where I feel like I wasn't excited about anything online for a while. I was like, nothing's new, this is boring. And I feel like I just got like a surge of a bunch of new stuff, and it's like been taking me up and changing me. And I feel like I also feel so much less able to just exist in a normal way. It's really scary. I don't feel like the same person because I've been online, I think, way more than I have in the past couple years, especially for this. Like, to do a podcast, just to do that puts you online so much. And then I just gravitate towards things, and it feels like almost if I don't do something online, it's not real. Even like
Yeah.
achievements, like putting it in it, like you got like published in something, and then you post it on Instagram, and it's like, okay, this happened now.
2024 has been a really good year for media, I feel like. I feel like there's been a lot of stuff that has come out or that's going to come out. That's really cool. Like even like especially movies, I feel like so many good movies came out this year
Yeah.
and like I feel like there was always something happening, which is cool. But I was gonna say too with the thing of like time passing and stuff, I think that it's kind of like it's a good thing that at least for me the way that I like look at my life when I'm thinking back is I feel like things like it's like so weird to like look back at the beginning of 2024 because it feels like everything was just so different back then and it's like crazy that like the stuff that happened in the beginning of 2024 and the stuff that happened at the end of 2024 that all happened within the same year because it feels like it was like different lives pretty much. And I think that that's a cool thing because I feel like if you're not living that way, then you're just not experiencing new things. And I feel like we do experience a lot of new in our lives because even just the fact that we have memories that we look back on that now are so far away and so distant, like that just means that we're meeting all these new people and having all these new memories and these new adventures, which is really cool.
Yeah, no, definitely. Gabby was talking about this on her podcast a little bit. Sizewoon was saying how we've been programmed to kind of take things by a year and it be this sort of reflective time. It's been like ingrained in us to react that way to things changing, and like especially with like the weather changing and everything, like around this time too.
Do you hear that Saturn's like losing its rings?
No, what's that mean?
Like the planet, it's losing its rings.
What does that mean?
It means like it's because of something we did. Like we fucked, like we're like causing a planet to lose its rings.
Oh my God.
I think it's because of us.
Probably because of all these breakups, am I right?
True, they're like engagement rings.
Yeah.
I think that we're gonna have a Great Depression, like a big Great Depression. It's like I know we've been in one, but it's gonna be like bad. And I think that everyone's gonna be a lot more conservative, and there's gonna be a huge uptick in conservatism because the economy is gonna go down. And I think that the world's gonna end pretty soon. But then it's gonna
No.
begin again.
No, the world's not gonna end, dude.
I
They
think
know how to
some
not end the world.
they don't. I think someone, well, yeah, they know, but we don't know. So like we're gonna end the world, but then the world will be fine, but we won't be. But that's okay. I think that someone we know is gonna get pregnant.
Ooh, I like this game. I think that someone we know is gonna get back together. Okay.
I
No,
think a long-term
I don't think that.
relationship is gonna break up this year. Someone we know.
Can I have my gift?
Do you
Wait,
want to
what
come
if you
over?
unbox it for me on camera? Because, like, on
No.
the Red Scare podcast that I listened to, like the first episode I've ever listened to, I only just listened to it recently. Dasha and Anna were opening each other's gifts on the podcast.
What
They're
did they
like,
get each
unbox
other? A
it.
bunch of
And they're like,
MAGA shit.
oh my God, that's so cute.
I like hate
Okay.
them.
They were like, oh my gosh, the discourse around the stress.
Is it the white and gold dress?
Whatever year that was, like 2016 or something, they were like, oh, the dress. What do you think's gonna be our dress in 2025?
Now that's a deep, thought-provoking question to think about. I just don't really know.
Things are changing, dude.
I do think TikTok's gonna be banned this year. Here's my thing too, is even if TikTok is banned, because like Zendaya's, because it's banned in India or whatever, and she's like everyone just uses Instagram Reels, so would it not be the same thing?
That is interesting, I guess. So it's just a different algorithm, I guess, because I
Yeah,
feel like, yeah.
I do think Reels is like a little bit better with like, because I know like at least for me, like all my Reels are just like recipes. And
And
cooking
TikTok's
stuff.
just a different space.
Yeah, no, it definitely is.
Ooh,
But
I think this year I'm gonna learn how to use hair product in my curls like it better. I think I'm gonna, like, I braided my hair last night because Enya told me to,
she
and I
whispered
think
in your ear while you were sleeping and told you to braid. She
yeah, I got a
floated down to you
message. I
like an
got a message from
angel.
Enya last night, and she was like, hey, braid your hair, and I was like, oh, I'll try that.
Oh my God.
I did it.
That they're swingers.
Huh?
Apparently, like on the LA Influencer Snark page, they're all like Claudia and Phineas are swingers.
What does that even actually mean? Like couples?
Like they like yeah, like switch. Like with other married couples, they like or not with other like long-term couples, they like switch. But also the people on the Snark pages are fucking crazy because they were like, yeah, they have a lot of dinner parties, and like people who have a lot of dinner parties source. Anyway, remember Guru Gossip? I was thinking about this the other day.
What is Guru Gossip?
You were on Guru Gossip?
Mm-mm.
It was like the OG like YouTube beauty guru snark page. Like they would
Oh.
have like it was like insane. It was like this website, and there was like separate like rooms for like every like influencer or like beauty guru, like. Claudia like Beyond Beauty Star had one, like Aspen Ovar, like all the like OG beauty gurus had one, and that's like where Snark Page is derived from, I'm pretty sure.
Wait, that's crazy. I didn't know about that.
It's been around forever.
People are like genuinely like going fucking crazy, okay?
I
Like
know.
people are going insane, and I like just don't see an end to it.
No, I saw this one TikTok like right before we started the podcast of a girl being like, if TikTok gets banned, I'll be so fucking happy because I just posted a TikTok saying, if you're able to put your shopping cart back, like instead of leaving it out, you should put it back because why would like it's a you're a bad person if you just leave it out there. And like so many of the comments were like, well, that's ableist because some people can't put their shopping cart back. Like some, and she was like, if you're able to, and they were like, that's an ableist thing to say, like da da da. And she was like, I like, can you people fucking read? And that's how I feel like the entire internet has gotten.
What's crazy is the world has turned into modern day yik yak because everybody just knows everything these days, and nothing is
True.
sacred anymore. Nothing is a secret, and oh my God.
No, I don't know how to stop feeling like I'm like rushed and like there's so much to do because like there's literally not, like we're so young and there's like nothing to do, but it feels like there's always so much to do.
Honestly, I'd like think it's really hard to be in a relationship and not feel that way because now that I'm not in it, like I feel so much
Like freer, like with your time.
like I just feel like I have way more time to do anything and that
Yeah.
I'm not even like I feel like I was so stressed about the podcast all the time because it felt like I was constantly running out of time to do anything podcast related. And as
Yeah.
soon as you're not like with another person, it's like, oh, it like becomes this dreadful thing of what am I gonna do now? Because there's like
Yeah.
this whole void. But then also there is a positive to it of just not feeling so pressed for time. Because I feel like I'm someone who will put like in my head, I'm like, okay, well, he might be free this day, so I'm gonna not do anything that day
Yeah, no,
and
I have
like
that
not plan
too.
something for it.
Yeah, no, I feel like I have that too. And I feel like I have that with like everyone that I'm like in my life though. Like, I feel that, I don't know, I'm trying to get better at just putting myself first with, especially with like time and stuff. And
There's no point of not doing whatever the thing is that you actually want to do. You
yeah, but
know?
then it's like when you don't know what you actually want to do.
I didn't used to understand when you would talk about that, and I feel like I've gotten a lot less like intuitive with just my thoughts. And I really do think that being online and hearing everybody else's constant thought stream has it does something.
Yeah,
So.
no, it's, yeah, I think going online, like after you go through a breakup or even being, while being in a relationship is really, it's such a weird thing because I, like, it's on one hand, it's very comforting because I think when you're in a relationship and you have like certain intrusive thoughts enter your brain and you like think that you're alone in them, but you're not, and you go online and you see other people are having that, it's very helpful. But at the same time, like, I don't know, I'll like go on TikTok or something and I'll just like have all these TikToks on my For You page of people being like I don't know, just like saying like, oh, if like this, if your like partner isn't doing like X, Y, and Z, like you need to break up with them now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just like saying all this stuff. And it's just, yeah, it's very hard to separate what you think is real and what you think is valuable versus what the rest of the world thinks is real and valuable. Especially with people just inserting their opinions and trying to give advice. But then it's like, okay, at the end of the day, I don't know. I think that my biggest thing with the relationships is I don't think your relationship like really needs to make sense to anybody except for yourself, if that makes sense.
Contemplating whether I should even be in therapy right now
Yeah.
because I've been feeling myself, I'll read something and it will just like that change what I'm
Yeah,
thinking. And I
same.
think that's a good thing to be open to everything that you're consuming and everything and other perspectives and stuff. But it's also a little bit scary. Can you ask for Josh?
Oh. Hey, Josh. Oh, come on the podcast because.